Welcome to the TIP-TV Finance Show, where I'm joined by Clem Chambers, who's founder and CEO at ADBFN.com, the world-leading financial financial portal, I would call it.
Well, certainly one of the world-leadings. It's probably Europe's leading one at the moment.
And that's where you are at the moment, Clem. No, you've decided to ditch LA for a more confused geography at the moment.
America for quantity, Europe for quality. That's how I see it.
Well, in Europe, we've got one or two, a bit of event risk on the horizon, haven't we? On Wednesday's Dutch elections.
Well, I don't think the Dutch thing is going to go too badly because, you know, they've got their proportional representation and it's liable just to be a big rolling bun fight. But yes, it's certainly going to be entertaining. France is the big tail risk, I think, because, you know, that's a presidential thing. And I think Marine Le Pen really would put the cat amongst the le chat among the pigeons.
All right. I'm not quite sure whether that's the French for pigeon, but we'll have to look that up later. But is there any, I mean, because we have Article 50 being triggered in the next day or two, I presume. But doesn't that remind us, isn't it almost impossible that the EU will get through the next 2 years without having some almighty changes?
Well, almighty change is not such a bad thing. Disintegration would be absolutely terrible. I mean, I probably wouldn't get to see the disaster that would cause, but certainly my children and grandchildren will. I mean, the whole point of the EU is to stop the 2,000 years of warfare, and people forget that. You know, don't have a warfare for three generations, and we forget why the EU's there. Well, actually, we did. We had Yugoslavia. Remember that? That's only a few years ago, and that's why the EU exists. So a disintegration of Europe would just be catastrophic.
So it's a political issue rather than any other issue, really. So it's worth having the economic, the unemployment, etc., just so that we don't have a war.
Malaysia, you mean? Well, I mean, you know, I'm not a big fan of government. I mean, if you look at the history books, it's just a catalogue of governments massacring people. But, you know, and if you look at for human development, it's all the scientists, which is very little to do with government. So I'm not a big government fan, and governments will always be useless. And it doesn't matter whether it's a government in America, a government in China, a government in India, government in Zaire, that a government in Europe is going to be, they're going to be useless. Okay, so yes, it is a political problem. Yes, economic malaise is caused by a bad government. And yes, there is economic malaise. But you know, most people, they don't mind so much, really. They really don't mind so much. They want this socialized state that most of you suffer. And they get it. And, you know, it's a life of small miseries rather than a life of grand ones.
Right. OK, well, we'll move along from that. Midweek, we've got a Fed rate rise. So far, no taper or any other tantrums from the market. Does that surprise you?
Well, I mean, the market's meant to price everything in. And it really, really would be hard for the market not to price in what the Fed says. I mean, it does really say it over and over again. I mean, doesn't leave much to the imagination. If they move a comma, everybody, you know, gets excited and the market moves 40 points. So I think the information flow is sufficiently great and clear that what happens next with the Fed, as long as it's to plan, is not going to cause a great deal of ructions. It's the, oh, I wasn't expecting that. That's what causes the market to move. And you can ask yourself, why, for example, is the pound so weak at the moment? I mean, the pound is just catastrophically weak. And why, for the example, today is the euro so very strong? I mean, the euro is very strong today. And I mean, I think that's the interesting questions. I think the unknowns are where your speculators can make their killings. And that's definitely Europe right now. And it's definitely America. Because, you know, Europe and America are absolutely, you know, strewn with these great political unknowns. You know, Mr. Trump, Brexit, and potentially Marine Le Pen or some other left field outrage in Europe. So I think that's where you want to look for your, you know, strange, fast moves.
Right. I mean, presumably the euro is getting stronger because some people are anticipating that the QE program there will be wound down somewhat.
What, the end of this year? I mean, we're all, you know, that's a long time in the foreign exchange markets, the end of the year. And then what? It's going to drop from 60 billion a month to 30 billion a month. It's really, I don't think anybody's piling in on that. More likely, they're piling into the euro because the euro's playing, you know, hard with immigration right now and using Turkey as a proxy for being hardcore against immigration. Because obviously, you know, Holland doesn't want a crowd of 750,000 Turkish people listening to some rally on some place where the media will blow it out of proportion. And likewise, Germany doesn't want that because, you know, Turkey comes in and then says, let's have a rally for Turkey, and 1 million people show up in a town square. That's going to make some very big headlines. That's going to make a very bad optical picture. And this kind of clamping down on what to me appears quite reasonable. Can I come to your country and talk to some of my emigrants about a big change in our country? That sounds relatively, you know, OK. But of course, the sight of a absolute ocean of immigrants standing somewhere important is going to cause exactly the sort of reaction that nobody wants in Europe at the moment, and will bolster people like, you know, Geert Wilders, and will bolster Marine Le Pen. So that clamping down on that, I think, is sending a signal that Europe will clamp down on immigration and therefore won't fall to pieces because of it.
Right. Well, there was that story, obviously, less than a year ago, there was that story that Turkey was going to be joining the EU, but maybe that'll be put on ice for a little while.
Nope, that's not going to happen, not in my lifetime, not since the coup attempt and throwing 100,000 civil servants in jail. You imagine European civil servants letting a guy who throws 100,000 civil servants in jail into the EU. Don't think that's ever going to happen.
Yes, there are plenty of other things that one could do with civil servants, but not that, I think. Clem Chambers, founder and CEO at ADBF.com, thank you very much for coming in. Speaking with us today.
My pleasure.